Well, I'm honored to have been selected by Heather to run with her in this regard. I'm thrilled and excited about it. I'm excited to serve the people of the state of Maryland. I think that's fundamentally what this campaign is going to be about. It's about making a difference. It's about rebuilding the middle class, improving our broken infrastructure, and improving our schools and a range of other issues that Marylanders are concerned about. And I think really this campaign represents a paradigm shift in how governing has taken place in the state of Maryland. It's an opportunity for Marylanders to elect two individuals who can govern from the bottom up rather than the top down. And so I'm just thrilled about this opportunity that's before us.
Let me ask you a biographical question. For those that don't know who Delmon Coates is,
right?
Tell us a little bit about Delmon Coates.
Well, currently I'm the senior pastor of the Mount Enon Baptist Church in Clinton, Maryland. It's a congregation of over 8,000 members. And our congregation consists of a variety of folks, diverse socioeconomic backgrounds, but our congregation has been on the cutting edge of a range of progressive issues that Heather and I both have championed together. And so currently I serve as pastor of the Mount Enon Baptist Church in Prince George's County.
That congregation has grown from, what is it, 1,800 when you started to 8,000? Is that correct?
It's grown over 6,000 members, and I think that's a function of the kind of people-oriented ministry that we've cultivated, community-focused ministry that we've cultivated, and I think it's that kind of sensibility that I hope to bring to the office of Lieutenant Governor. To make sure that the people are prioritized and that we want to put people first at the core and the center of our governing strategy.
I'm going to ask Delegate Mazur this question when I speak to her, but I'll ask you. You had advocated for the same-sex marriage bill, which Delegate Mazur co-sponsored. You were also in television commercials for Question 6. What role did that work, do you think that work played in getting Heather's decision to pick you as her running mate?
Well, I think what it did was it showed that I have a clear record of leadership and a clear record of results. You know, I think Marylanders are looking for leaders with a clear vision and who are not who realize that their accountability is to the people and who embrace core values of freedom and fairness for all people. And I think that campaign showed my leadership, and it's leadership that I think Marylanders are desperately in need of, the kind of leadership that people all across this state have been looking for in our effort to identify and find elected officials who are going to be accountable to the people.
There are a number of folks in Baltimore City, particularly Baltimore City, who are concerned that there is not a candidate in the Democratic side for governor from Baltimore City, either for governor or lieutenant governor. And they wonder how the interests of Baltimore City are going to be represented in Annapolis and the concerns are going to be represented in Annapolis. I'll pose that question to you. What do you say to the folks in Baltimore City who think I shouldn't be voting for people from Montgomery and PG County? I should be only voting for people from governor from Baltimore City.
Well, I think people all across this state, including those in Baltimore City, are going to find that the issues at the core of this campaign are about results, about improving quality schools for everyone, improving the quality of our communities. And the issues here are not about geography. It's about we all have the same concerns, whether you live in Baltimore City, whether you live in Ocean City or Temple Hills, Maryland. And, you know, there was a saying when I was growing up, and we used to say it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. And I think what people are going to find is that Heather Mazur and Delmon Coates shares the values, the concerns, and the convictions of people in Baltimore City. As a matter of fact, just today I was on a call with an important leader in Baltimore City who actually thought that Heather was from Baltimore because he's seen her in that city so much. You know, she stood with clergy leaders and pastors last year in opposition to the construction of the youth jail, a jail that was sponsored and supported by the former mayor of Baltimore, the current governor of the state. And yet, even though she's not from Baltimore City, she shares the concerns and the convictions of the residents of the city of Baltimore, as do I.